SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A week of blistering airstrikes demolished entire neighborhoods but failed to stem militant rocket fire into Israel as defense forces mass along the border in anticipation of an all-out offensive to root out and kill Hamas militants. On ABC's This Week, Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner says Israeli airstrikes have been targeting Hamas.
We will strike Hamas from the top through its institutions, all the way down to the individuals that conducted the butchery of our babies.
Speaking yesterday during a meeting with the Saudi foreign minister, Secretary of State Blinken says Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people.
Hamas is a terrorist group. Its only agenda is to destroy the state of Israel and to murder Jews. And it's important that the entire world see it as such.
More than 1,400 Israelis were killed, the vast majority of them civilians, in Hamas's October 7th assault a week ago. At least 155 others, including children, were captured by Hamas and taken into Gaza, according to Israel. This is the deadliest war for Israel since 1973 conflict with Egypt and Syria. Also at SRNNews.com, ethical concerns are casting a shadow over President Biden as he seeks re-election.
The concerns come amid investigations into Biden's son Hunter and a presidential impeachment inquiry. A poll shows 35% of U.S. adults believe the Democratic president himself has done something illegal. 33% say they think the president behaved unethically but not illegally. 30% say Joe Biden did nothing wrong. The poll was conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Bob Agner reporting.
A 71-year-old Illinois man charged with a hate crime accused of fatally stabbing a young boy and seriously wounding a woman because of their Islamic faith and the Israel-Hamas war. This is SRN News. Human rights activists are calling out Turkey.
Alliance Defending Freedom International held a recent panel discussion in Poland that focused on the persecution of Christians in Turkey. ADF spokesman Lydia Reeder says, quote, "The government in Ankara is actively stifling the Christian faith. This is a particularly bitter pill to swallow, given the ancient presence of Christians in the country. Shortly after Christ's resurrection, Christian believers first took the gospel into Turkey." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The winner of the Miss Portugal pageant is a 28-year-old man living as a woman. He won the title this month and now moves on to compete for the Miss Universe crown. Miss Portugal, not the only man who has won a woman's beauty pageant this year. Miss Netherlands is also a male, as is Miss Puerto Rico. The Miss Universe contest was purchased in 2022 by a transgender business mogul from Thailand. This is SRN News. It's a speeding ticket like no other.
A Georgia man received a $1.4 million speeding ticket. Authorities say the figure, though, was just a placeholder, not the actual fine. Connor Cato said he received the citation after getting pulled over for doing 90 in a 55. He was told either pay it or appear in court. He decided to appear in court. The actual fine will be determined in December. Jason Walker reporting.
The tech industry is keeping close tabs on a huge antitrust trial, and if government regulators prevail, it's likely to unleash drastic changes designed to undermine the dominance of the Google search engine. That defines the internet for billions of people. Experts say if Google loses the case, it could open up new online avenues for consumers and businesses to explore in pursuit of information, entertainment, and commerce. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.